Blog Talk Radio.
I think Jake's listening in. Okay, first and foremost, make my purse first, cause I put thirst for four jokes. No feeling rumors, I try to ignore folks. Immature blokes whose whole cloaks are pure hopes. Shifty eyes, a fish be wise. Risky lies can lead you to a quick decline. Get your arms wrapped up like some twisty ties. Haters are sick, but witnessing how quick you rise. Yep. My mama told me to resolve my picture crate, or everything around me will dissolve and dissipate. Yeah. Never learning is a fast disaster, and foolish is the student who don't surpass the master. The reason that you have to step your game up, put in work, make a notice, so rep and came up. Yeah. More than evil attempts to gain bucks. If you're shooting for your dreams too low, then aim up.
Step your game up. Hey, y'all, what's going on? It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and you are now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up show on Diva Spot Radio. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, at Diva Spot ENT, at Diva Ebony B, and at Mommy Mobs. We definitely stepping your game up. Man, we got a great show for y'all today. We're going to be talking about stepping your game up on a couple important things. First, we're going to be talking about preparing for life, preparing for death, and preparing for business. So it's so important that we step our game up on this. I'm going to be talking about Hidden Colors, too. If you haven't checked out Hidden Colors, you want to Google it right now, Hidden Colors, and check it out, whether you African-American, Caucasian, white, everybody needs to see this. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And jump in the chat room. Go to www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. The hot track that y'all hear in the back of my beautiful voice is by Sleeping Dogs, and it's called Step Your Game Up. So stay tuned. We will have them coming to Frontline Friday soon to showcase their music and interview them. So let's jump right into this thing. Let's go ahead and take the drawers off and get butt naked. Get it all butt naked. Big shout out to Terrell. We've been talking about taking the drawers off of stuff for a while. But when we say that, we're saying getting down to the butt naked truth. You want to get down to the butt naked truth and stop sugarcoating things, you guys. Let's talk about preparing for life. And I know some of y'all like, Diva, how am I going to prepare? How do you prepare for life? Here is how I prepare for life, or the unseen or the unknown. The first thing I do is get my spirit correct. I check my spirit. I get myself in order in my spirit and just say, you know what? Let me pray and meditate daily. Thank God for his blessings. Keep being a just and wonderful person and playing fair when they don't play fair. It's people in this world who really don't play fair. It's people who hate you, who don't want you to succeed. And also there's people in this world that's in the government is playing unfair. A lot of us are brainwashed and don't even know it. We've been lied to all our lives and don't even know it, because we're so comfortable with just going with the first thing somebody say. You can't just take things at a face value. So preparing yourself for life, meaning preparing your spirit first, get your spirit in order. Then prepare your family, meaning educate your family. Educate your family on things that don't relate to them and also things that do relate to them. Now, the way you can prepare your family is to not only sit down and talk to them about things that relate to them, the other one, but also sit down and relate to things as far as their education, their behavior. And when I say this, and when I say relate to them, I'm talking about, you know, as far as things that relate to them as the African-American, things that relate to them as the Korean, things that relate to them as a Muslim, knowing their culture. Because how you going to know where you're going if you don't know where you came from?
We spent all this time jacking around, messing around, supporting other cultures and businesses, and don't know nothing about our own. And African Americans, y'all know I'm talking to you. I love y'all. I'm an African American. Don't get me wrong. I don't hate my race. I don't hate my people. I love my people dearly. And that's why I decided to just get honest with it, get it butt naked, talk about the naked truth. We got to start supporting each other. And the time is now. I've done this at the top of the year. Everything I have bought thus far has been from an African-American business or a community, whether it was a T-shirt, whether it was jewelry. If I could find a store out here that's run by African-American, I would support that as well. That's how it was supposed to be. Support your own culture, and not only that, not only support it, but get to know them. Know what they do. Network with them. You never know, you know, how far that they can take you. Educate your family through healthy living, healthy eating. I'm the cook in my house. I'm the woman. I nourish and I protect the family. I provide nourishment for the family. So let's make sure our families are eating healthy so they won't have to deal with diabetes, obesity, heart disease, heart congestion, sugar, kidney failure. Come on now. Yes, we do live in a stressful world, but that don't mean that we got to stress about the world. Start making sure you are planting and feeding and nourishing your family with good seeds, good things, meaning what they're watching on TV, curve it. One thing that I did with and preparing them for life, because we don't want our children to see these images on TV, or we don't want our children to see these characters on TV and think, this is how I want to be when I grow up, and this is how I need to be successful. That is absolutely wrong. That is absolutely incorrect. Totally off base. That's like me saying, I want to be a supermodel, but I'm not a supermodel. Supermodels are very, very thin. I'm 5'7", 211. I can be a plus size model, but I ain't never seen no supermodels that's like 211, 210. I'm not going to conform to what society say and how I'm supposed to look or act or think or be. You got to start getting your own identity. And first, in order for you to know who you are, you got to go back to your origin, the original state. You got to research. Y'all call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. We stepping our game up on this Saturday. We talking about preparing for life, death, and business. I'm going to go ahead and go to the step lines and get some love. Let's go to the 862-766. You're now live on Step Your Game on Saturdays with Diva Ebony T. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What up, cousin? This is Cousin Pete from Jersey.
Oh, wow. Somebody who has definitely stepped their game up. Pete, what's going on, baby? Thank you for stepping into the show.
Oh, yeah. And I'm just getting off work. You got some text.
Oh, wow. That big shout-out to that mobile promotion.
Yeah, we'll put it out. This mobile phone definitely come in handy.
Yes, it does.
What's the top of your show today?
The topic of the show today is Step Your Game Up by preparing for life, preparing for death, and preparing for businesses. You know, in today's world, our values are way off, and our wants and needs are out of control. So we need to talk and educate one another to get back on track. So, you know, we need to be talking about preparing for these things in life, death, and business.
Well, as far as own business, I never owned a business, but I'm trying to. At the moment, I'm still trying to get into the University of Phoenix to get my bachelor's in business and web design.
Nice.
I would like to any business, but my main business would like to be a restaurant. I love food. I love to eat, and I know a lot of people that know how to cook.
I love that you said that. And the way you can prepare yourself, the first thing you said is going back to school and getting that certification and getting that education. You seeking the knowledge for your business. You're not just thinking that you can just go and just open up a restaurant because you know, you come from a long, our family, all of our family can cook. It's a couple of stragglers that then got loose, but it's okay. everybody in our family, majority know how to cook, but you didn't just take it off the fact that, you know, my family know how to cook and I can hire them. You want them to be able to go back to school and get that certification, get that degree, says I have trained and I have studied and I have learned how to properly cook these meals.
Yeah, and that's where it starts at. That's exactly where it starts at. Because how could you go into business with no knowledge of it? You won't make it.
You won't make it. And unfortunately, let's just get real and get the butt-naked truth out. You know, within the first year, 70% won't make it at all.
Yeah,
70% of businesses within the first year will fail. Know the statistics. Research them. But the first year is the hardest year, and if you're willing to put in that dedication, that education, and determination, you can and will succeed. I'm a prime example. Pete, who would ever thought I was going to be where I'm at right now? Think about it. Like, for real?
Yeah. Well, you're right about that.
Pete, you got any shout-outs you want to give before we go into this music break and get back into this Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B?
Just to you for being successful, keeping your head up, motivating more people like myself. The talks we have keep me going. I appreciate it. I love it. I love you for it.
Aww.
You know, that's about it, really.
Thank you, Pete. I appreciate that, man. You guys have always been my gas. You've always been my energy. And, of course, the things I want for myself, I want for my family. Yo, we stepping our game up today each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the west and 4 p.m. on the east. Make sure you tune in at 347-850-1521 or go to www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. And while you're tuning in live online, take the time out to take 2 seconds to build a profile so you can go ahead and type and chat in the chat room, give your feedback, ask some questions. Also, make sure you follow the show at the top on the left-hand side so you can be notified when shows will be live and upcoming shows, and leave a comment at the bottom of the page. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm going to get into this hot track by Cocaine called What I, featuring Busta Rhymes and Leezy Soprano.
How much you owe me, Shabby? Where my money at?
You whip a forerunner while I'm in the Maybach speeding, burning more rubber.
Damn,
I shit on you. Better call your mother.
Mommy.
Clean up shit. You's a born plumber. The way I heated up made it a warmer summer. I come to eat you now. Food, more supper. We born stunners, you's a born sucker. Why I'm seeing B conglomerate, more gutter.
Talking that shit.
pistol grip on my lap at all times. Burn the stash all in my whip. City bang, I don't owe you a goddamn thing. Fools wanna run around town like to take the credit, like to put me on, man. I started back in 90 with my new Eazy-E. Above the law, NWA, Michelin and T.O. still relevant. Not irrelevant, you a church mouse, I'm an elephant. I'm pro shaded to the ghetto rabbit. Don't fuck the tricks, you silly rabbit. With a man at rule again, shit adjectives and synonyms. I'm on the island like Gilligan, pimpin' Ginger and Marianne. Legendary, cocaine, West Coast, see the best, making moves, showing proof.
Shut drive hard and sleep.
Make good money if it's like
and gold. Young, black, and powerful, so the story's told. Gold is what they want, gold is what we are. African diaspora, the history start with us. Distant relatives of our Dinesha, maybe Artie. Don't let them teach you other knowledge, reach the tree. No need to hate each other, let's find some unity. Let's organize for wealth, build our community. And meet you through the speaker, kid of a pulpit preacher. I hope the words will reach you, let history be the teacher. Young, gifted, and black, Simone influenced me, bruh.
No, I sing from intelligence to make them conscious of what has been done to my people around the world. It helps to change the world.
Young, Black, and Gold, y'all. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game Up Saturdays. Each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the west and 4 p.m. on the east, north and south. You know we got nothing but love for you. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Ebony B and at Diva Spot Radio. And also check us out on Facebook. Friend me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Diva Mary Kay. That's facebook.com/Diva Mary Kay. I just hit y'all with a triple play. The first track that I played was What I, and it's by Cocaine featuring Busta Rhymes and Leezy Soprano. And then the second song I played for y'all is Helen Kane, Still Tears of a Clown. And then the third one right there I just played is Slate Stone, Young, Black, and Gold. Make sure y'all check them out. Slate Stone on Twitter at Slate Stone Music. Helen Kane on Twitter at Helen Kane. And also Cocaine on Twitter at Cocaine Official. We talking about preparing ourselves for life, death, and business. And we just talked about at the top of the hour about how to prepare for life, meaning getting your spirit together. You know, always meditating, being humble, being grateful and thankful, just meditating with the Most High. Picking up those good characteristics of, you know, love and respect and dignity and values and truth and belief. That's one. Then we talked about preparing for life is preparing our children, our family, our daughters, our sons, preparing them for what they're going to face in life, preparing them for reality and not just letting the TV teach them or getting outside influence. Man, we teach them values. We teach them dignity. We give them opportunities and travel with your family, because I've come to realize, and there has been studies, that children learn a lot more better and is more most likely to stick with them by learning by experience and travel. So make your family unit as strong as possible. Don't separate. Don't argue with each other. Don't go against each other, because that's what they want. It's designed to separate us. And the last thing as far as preparing for life is knowing that life is going to happen. Things are going to change. People are going to come in your life for a reason and season, and then they're going to leave out of your life for a reason and season. So you need to just continue to have that mind state of, you know what, this is life, and I must go on. I must continue to live. I must be happy while I'm here. I can't get caught up in nobody else's mess. And if you get caught up in somebody else's mess, then you have a messy situation. So moving on, preparing for death. We all know that we're going to die. And we're going to leave out of this world. So we want to be preparing for death. One of the ways that you can prepare for death, which is very common nowadays, is life insurance. Life insurance, they call it life insurance because you're preparing the next person who is going to continue to live after you die. meaning that they're going to have some type of financial stimulus or some type of financial backing after you die to continue to take care of the bills. You don't want to leave your family with the stress of bills. It's already bad enough that you are gone, that you left. And if you prepare your family, they're going to miss you, but they're going to understand that your time on earth was up and it was time for you to go to your next calling. But with life insurance, there's two different ways to do life insurance. You can do short-term life insurance, which is more cheaper. The monthly premium is lower, and it's maybe like 5 to 10 years. And the premium is lower, but what's going to happen after that, those 5 or 10 years is up, your premium is going to go up to a different rate. Now, with long-term or life-term insurance, it's more of a higher rate, but your premium would never change. Now, short-term and life-term insurance, it varies per the person, but it's always good to have some life insurance. And if we paying these high bills for internet and cable and phone, kicking out $100 and some change a month for entertainment, why are we not thinking about preparing ourselves for when we go and when we leave? Let's think about it. You're struggling to pay a cable bill, but you ain't got no life insurance? That's not fly. What you gonna say? Well, daddy left us some cable. Mama left us some internet. That's not gonna do anything for your family when you leave. Doing a will. If you want to do a written will or want to do a videotaping, do so. It's so important for us to prepare. And please don't go to your grave, you know, with unfinished business and secrets. That hurts your family when you leave. Unfinished business and secrets is what kills the family. And it causes a lot of drama. Preparing for death is so important. Decide if you want to be buried, if you want to get a casket, where you want to be buried at, or decide if you want to be cremated. Don't leave your family scrambling to pull things together for you. When you was here on this earth, you could have prepared yourself. Make sure it's clearly written out in details who do what and what goes to what, and if this person is not available or something happened, then here's the backup plan. I know it kind of sounds crazy to have a plan A and a plan B and maybe a plan C for after we pass, but, you know, the death puts a lot of strain on the family. I definitely know because I buried 5 or 6 of people who meant the most to me, on down from my mother to my child's father. It's very important for us to prepare and not to leave the family in lingo. And also, when they're at a very vulnerable state in their life at that time. So you want to make sure that they don't get taken advantage of. We're talking about Stepping Game of Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. We're talking about preparing for life, death, and business. Call me up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the 1 button. Let's go to the step lines and get some feedback because I know y'all got to stay on this. Let's go to 253-282. You're now live on Stepping Game of Saturdays. Holler at us.
Not in my
first 253-282. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I got it.
What's your name? Right. Where you calling from?
Ebony, this is Johnny. I'm calling from Tacoma area right now. And, you know, I'm just trying to see what was going on. This is my first time really actually on the Chalk Radio show. I actually heard it, but it's actually my first time actually really saying something.
Oh, great. I'm glad that you decided to say something. Johnny,
nah.
We...
I've been busy, but yeah, I understand. It's been like, you know, so much going on. Maybe we'll talk about that later too, though. But
all right.
Yeah.
I mean, but we shit, talk about it's Steppy Game of Saturdays. I do this every Saturday, 1 on the west and 4 on the east. And I decided to do a Steppy Game of Saturdays preparing for life, death, and business. It's nothing is wrong with being prepared. And I was sitting back looking, and in today's world, our values are way off, and our wants and needs are out of control. So let's talk about it. Let's educate each other on this. And I'm going to go ahead and, you know, pass the mic to you and let you go ahead and say what you feel.
Okay, now what we're talking about right now, can you be a little bit more, you know what I'm saying, be more frank, like, what are you saying now, like, on that aspect, like, to help me understand a little bit more.
Okay, now death. I was just talking about death. Now, a lot of us, okay. You know, and I buried a lot of my family, from my mother to my child's father. And one thing I come to see is life insurance is important. They call it life insurance, but it's basically death insurance. You're preparing the next person. You're preparing the person and your family to move on with life after you pass. Now, we got people out here that's paying these high internet bills. You pay 100 and some change for phone, internet, and cable, but you ain't got life insurance? Remember this. Well, I mean, your needs and your wants, and like we know that is short-term life insurance and lifetime life insurance. Short-term is a little bit more cheaper, and it's maybe like 5 to 10 years, and then you got lifetime, which is a little bit more higher, and it's more like 20, 30, 40 years, but... Guys, we got to get serious about this. Don't leave up out of this world and leave the burden on your family to bury you and make the decisions. Because that's how a lot of families get separated, because emotions and fights, and they lose a lot of money.
Hey, yeah, don't get a mess, because you know what? Ever since I got out September 16th, I just lost, you know what I'm saying, a stepfather of mine, you know what I'm saying? And it happened to see him like 2 weeks, and then he passed on. And he did that because he knew that I was getting that, so he didn't put a pass until I actually stepped foot up at that prison. So once he did that, that is going to show right there how strong this man really was. And then he did that, and then, you know what I'm saying, at the same time, I wasn't even sad when he went. My thing was, he's not struggling no more, and the best thing is that he waited for me to actually see him before he did. You know, and so when I think about that, I think like, damn, you know what I'm saying, that was a strong man. And not only that, it's just at the same time, everybody was in a situation where they couldn't even pay for the funeral, you feel me? So it's like, okay, so what are we going to do? What are we going to do with the body? I mean, just bury them, cremate them, and nobody even had nothing. I still don't know to this day what the hell happened, you know what I mean? Because, you know, I'm just getting out of my situation. This is real shit. So what did they do with the body now? Like, I'm confused. Like, what happened with that? You know what I'm saying? So it's like, you know, is there even a place where I can even go see him, you know? Or, you know, did I get the ass? I don't know nothing. I'm so hot about that as I speak on that, because there's some real shit, guys. As you said that, you know, it brought me back to that, and that's some real shit. Like, and what's so cold is he left the house to us. He left the house to, you know, me and my bros. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? We don't rent shit. We have a hard time even trying to keep up the bills like that. You know what I'm saying? It's three of them. You know what I'm saying? Because I got two brothers. You know what I'm saying? They get
That's understandable, but, you know, and look at the pressure that you receive. And we're going to curb our language, too. Let's curb the language, because we don't know who listening in. But like you just said, it's hard. They don't even know you don't even know what happened to the body. Most likely the state picked it up. The state will pick up the body, and they'll do like with Social Security. Another thing with Social Security, a lot of us don't know. The money that's coming out of Social Security and whatnot that we invest into Social Security will help you bury your family members.
Yeah.
You just got to reach out to them. But I understand your frustration, and that's why, you know, this prime example. We need to take care of our affairs before we leave up out of here or get them in
Most
order.
Definitely. Exactly.
Because it leaves our family scrambling. Go ahead, Johnny.
Okay, And my thing on that, when you see it right on the nail, you know what I'm saying, because it's like this. Like, if we live to die, so if we know that sometime in our life that we're finna die and we're bringing up children, you know what I'm saying, we got to always leave something for them, you know what I'm saying, just in case of any type of ill type of situation like that, so that they're not without. Because, you know what I'm saying, like I said, they're just coming up, they don't know too much about that. So, but at the same time, it's like a thing that lets them know, like, okay, this is what you're supposed to do when you get a certain age, when you have kids and stuff. You will always leave something behind for the next generation. So that way they can keep continuing. So that way each generation would be all right, at least. It's got a little giddy up. So, you know what I'm saying? So, like I said, you learn from experience sometimes. Like, you always hear about people leaving stuff behind, but then as you really think about it, for a person that really haven't left nothing behind from experience, then you know, like, it's the best thing to do. So, okay, well, they didn't leave nothing behind for me, so I want to leave something behind for my next generation. You know what I mean? So I want to have something to show that, okay, well, I wasn't just, you know what I'm saying, some dumbass, excuse my friend, some cat out there on the street just on some straight BS, other than trying to put something together and you know what I'm saying, take care of your family and handle your business, that type of stuff, other than just being out here running around like some boy, not handling your business and just getting into all type of stuff that led you right back up to prison.
Yep. You know what and 404, so, I see you. I'm going to get to you, 404. But I totally agree with you, Johnny. And one predominant thing you just said is leaving something behind for the next generation. Not just leaving a financial blessing, but leave values, leave a legacy, leave honor behind, installing us, you know. And one of my good friends was asking me today, he was like, you know, how you doing in the relationship department and whatnot? I said, I'm waiting on my husband. That's exactly what I said. I said, I'm waiting on my husband. I'm keeping myself clean, pure, reserved, because my husband deserves it, and I deserve it too. I'm just not that thirsty to just go and get with anybody. I'm chilling. I'm great in my life, but I'm waiting on my husband. He's looking for me. So when he finds me, he will be good. He like, you know what?
Oh.
I'm good. And it's all about being prepared. Johnny,
okay,
thank
we'll
you for calling in. Go ahead and stay tuned. Don't go nowhere. I'm going to keep your mic open. I just want to get to the other people who's on the line that's calling in. But keep your mic open. I'm going to keep your mic open, and we're going to get back to you in a few minutes. Let's go to the 404-732. You're now live on Step Your Game Up Saturdays with Diva Ebony B. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on, Ebony? Can you hear me?
Popeye the Comedian. Hey, Popeye.
What's going on there, y'all? I just got your text. I said I wanted to call in. You know, I was on my way to rehearsal right quick. You know, to support you.
Oh, that's what's up, Popeye. I appreciate you calling in. Popeye, I know you can definitely drop some jewels on us about being prepared. Step Your Game Up Saturday is our topic today. It's about preparing for life, death, and business. So you can comment on any of those, you know, as far as being prepared. We need to prepare for life. We need to prepare for our death, and we need to prepare for our businesses. You have some years in life and in the industry. So, Popeye, go ahead and shed some light on this topic right here.
Well, I was listening to y'all. See, us as people, as black people especially, we so busy trying to make it from day to day that it's hard to say, you know, thinking about your folks or even you dying. You know, like the other people, like y'all, I can say the white folks, they prepare Becky, you know, when they're 2 and 3 years old for death or whatever, or set aside money for college and all that. I think we're so busy of trying to make it from day to day and pay these bills. That is the last thing to be prepared for, especially when you're telling me I got to put $50 on the side for Uncle Joe or somebody else dying. I'm like, man, look, you here now, ain't he? So, you know, that's what the thing is with our people. But, you know, like it's funny because an insurance lady called me the other day talking about, you know, hey, Papa, Mr. Glenn, you going to look at this insurance thing, you know, and we selfish. I know I'm a little selfish. I'm like, look, if I die, I guess the people won't handle it. Because I got things to do right now because I'm still living. So that's the thing. Well, my opinion with the people as us is that we got so much things to do now. I don't think we even thinking about when we die, whether it's our mom or father. They said, like, when it comes, it comes. And so that's just teaching in the honey. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I can definitely understand that. And I like what you said about some of us, we just selfish. When we go, it's like, I'm gone, I'm out. You know, I'm not leaving nothing for nobody. And we don't think about the people who are left in turmoil and stress when we leave. We really got to think about it and not just wait until we get up to an age where we older and where we sick, we want to get life insurance. We need to start preparing now because a lot of us don't know that even if you get a life insurance plan and you paying on it, say I started when I was 21 and I've been paying on it now since I'm at the age of my 32 years of wisdom. Thank you, Father, for another day. But I'm at the age now I can actually borrow from my insurance plan right now. My son going off to college or an emergency, I can borrow and I can take from that money because that's my money. I can take from that.
And that's the thing that that's also what the problem with our people is. We're not educated on the terms of insurance. Like, I didn't know that you can borrow while you're still living, do something productive now. See, that's a little jewel that our people don't know about. And, you know, there's some benefits with it. Like, my job, they got FLAC. FLAC pays you. You can hurt right now on these steps. They, you can get some money. They pay you for being out of work. So it's all kind of insurance that our people got to educate on in order for them to let them know it's not just a debt. Oh, you got insurance on a debt. I ain't with that. But anyway, they just a lot of stuff. Like you just said, that to educate, we're not educated on the full aspect of insurance. Seminars and stuff like that for people to understand what insurance is really about.
You're right. And the only way that I got educated on it because I seek the knowledge.
And for all of those out there is listening too, I want you guys to Google Hidden Colors. Watch it on YouTube. Order the DVDs. African Americans, you need to see this. It is not about your race. It's about your economical status. Y'all got to get this. Well, a lot of us think it's about our race. It ain't about our race no more. It's about the economical status. You need to know what's up against you. You know, and don't just wait for somebody to come home from jail or, you know, one of the actionists in the community to come and sit down. You got to seek this knowledge for yourself. Ownership is powership. This is actually how I have the power that I have.
Ebony?
Yeah, go ahead, Popeye.
Also, I've seen the Hidden Colors, because I'm into some other stuff, too. And also, telling people when they go online, also look up Redemption Process.
Okay.
It's something that you can understand about, too, about this whole society and what's going on also. It's a redemption process. I don't even want you to have this book. But go in there and see if you can, redemption.com, and see what, bring up some information. And they're going to put you down on sovereignty and things of that nature, and the red pen, and the whole nine. So, and what money's all about and what's going on in the real. So that's a good thing. Like I said, education is key. But we don't, if you just teach something for my people, put it in the book. So people don't understand that. That's why my comedy, I try to teach, you know, throw Jews out there and also, you know, educate our young people. I give them a crack in the code book. That's what my people love. That's what, you know, they got to, just got to read some things and be open-minded.
We got to have these conversations how we having right now with one another. We got to stop walking around here just jaw-jackling, chuckling, and jiving. And 862, I see you. I'm about to get to you. We got to have these conversations with each other. We can't just try to, you know, fix everything up and make everything look cute, because we losing every day. And if we don't have these type of talks and if we don't have these type of conversations, we're going to continue to lose. I'm a winner. I'm not losing. That's just where I'm at. Papa, thank you for calling in. Let everybody know how to get in contact with you and how to check out the work that you've been doing and all the big moves that you've been making over there in ATL.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. You, everybody always can contact me. You know, my assistants can do that technology, but you can Facebook me at Alvin Popeye Glenn. And all people out there want any knowledge or anything over my shows, Straight from the City, Popeye Still Retarded is coming out this week. Got another big show coming up at ATL. I'll keep you posted on that once you get your money situation right. But you can always Facebook me, Alvin Popeye Glenn. And people, you can also call me, 404-732-2740, y'all. Love y'all. Ebony, love you, and I'm out.
Love you, King. It's your girl, Diva Ebony, man. You're now tuned in live to Diva Spot Radio. Step Your Game Up Saturdays, each and every Saturday, 1 p.m. on the West, 4 p.m. on the East. Make sure you follow us on Twitter, at Diva Spot Radio. Again, on Twitter, at Diva Spot Radio. All business owners, entrepreneurs, artists is looking for radio advertisement and promotion, affordable radio advertisement and promotion, at me on Twitter, at Diva Ebony B, or contact me directly at 908-296-5739. Again, that's 908-296-5739 for global exposure. We're going to get into another music mix right now. When we come back, we're going to be getting in more on this topic of Step Your Game Up Saturdays, preparing yourself for life, death, and business. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B, and here's a hot track from Get It Girl Renee with Get It Girl Rock. Let's go.
Get it, girl. Easy. Very official, first lady, a million dollar baby with potential. Yeah, I'm ready to kill him. I got that military flow. Mouth cannon obliteration, as everybody knows. Clap, get him, cause I'm roused up. Coming from the ground up. Taking over now, what? Who ready to go? I swear to God, I'm on that Mason. Give me or I'll take it. Approaching with that fake, 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 dying around. Huh. Word up to my mother, ain't no other, I'm the baddest. Put me on a track, I don't just kill it, boy, I thrash it. So I run her up, and I'm a general. Hate me, but you love me, cause I am the total package. Easy, believe me, I got what the game has been missing. I'm pulling in my way and regulating the competition on you. It's counterfeit. put them back into the cages they got out of. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it, giddy girl, okay, I got this. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it, girl, okay, I got this. Yeah, now I got something for you haters. The hatred creates a buzz and the buzz is giving me paper. And with that paper I confiscate from you haters. I spin it up on my style, now I'm wavier than the Jacob. Follow me, that mean you hate me, but I love you cuz I already grabbed, you just giving me a bigger buzz. I'm what it is and what it was at the same time. Love the way you hate me, I'm constantly on your damn mind. Can't get enough of me, hate me but never touching me. You never feel my shoe, could never fit in my double D's. So mommy please, we all see who you tryna be. My protege, but never could be a mini me. So it's best that none of y'all go against, cause I'm ripping, ripping everything in sight, fall in. Treat me like a job, play sick and call in. Cause I think of you, whoever you call me, a queen. I put on a show, I know you haters watch, but waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many just hating cause they always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay, I got this. Put on a show, I know you haters watch, but waving at you haters on my giddy girl rock. Many is hating cause they is always flock. I'ma go get it girl, okay, I got this, easy.
Hey John, don't seem like I'm always there when it matters, but missing most of the other time, a terrible pattern. The rewards I see from working have made me an addict. There's way more people that want it than people that have it. I don't get it, I would hate to think I tricked them. They fall victim to my system, guess I sure know how to pick them. And I'm always to regret, yeah, I'm always to regret. And I always make it harder on whoever's coming next. It goes up and down, it's just up and down. She's crying now, but she'll laugh again. Cause we on the rise and she here with us. And expensive shit just keeps happening and she loves it. She stares at me like, who does this? And we hold hands while I pray that she's not the type to hold grudges. I'm wrong.
Bad boys ain't no good. Good boys ain't no fun. Lord knows that I should run off with the right one.
I love my Mr. Rock. talked about constantly. Up and down, pushed around, but they held her down. NYC, she has no regrets. She accepts the path, all the things they helped to make. She's been lost and found, and she's still around. There's a reason for everything. Yeah, you know I've been holding on. Tried to make me weak, but I still stay strong. Do and say, no one's telling her who to be. She's on solid ground, she's been lost and found, and she acts to G-O-T. And she's confident, this is not the end. Ask me how I know, cause she is me.
The beautiful Mary J. Blige right there, Take Me As I Am. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. You're now tuned in live to Step Your Game of Saturdays, each and every Saturday. Make sure you follow us on Twitter at Diva Spot Radio, again, at Diva Spot Radio. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show. We're going to go ahead and get to the end of the show and talking about Step Your Game of Saturdays, preparing for life, death, and business. Now, let's talk about preparing for business. A couple of things that we need to do to prepare for business. As far as going into business, being an entrepreneur, starting your own business, the first thing is education. Take up a business course, a business class. That's one. Or study YouTube. I mean, we have the internet, the worldwide net. It's the library information is so important, and education can take you a very long way. That's one. Educate. And then register in our business. Register your business, copyright your name, copyright, you know, protect your stuff so nobody can be able to take it or use it, you know, because you came up with this great idea and somebody wants to be lazy and take your name and take your credibility and use it. Then the third thing, as far as registering your business, insure it. Insure your businesses. things happen all the time. If you use equipment, your cars, you know, we talked about having life insurance, but we need to have business insurance too. And make sure you get an insurance plan that's going to cover your business, a reasonable coverage, and also that it covers your employees, because life happens. So we talked about educating ourselves in business, registering our business, getting insurance, and the next thing is push. P&B, push and believe. I always say that all the time. This is my new thing, push and believe. Push and believe that your business is going to thrive, is going to happen, and just keep telling people about it. Keep networking, going to meetings, grow your network strong so you can grow long. I mean, really, it works. I am a living testimony of being a small business owner, a full-time mom, a student, the CEO. I mean, it's a lot that comes with it. And also, the last thing, make sure you are ready. Make sure you are determined. Make sure this is really what you want. If you're going to jump in on a project or jump in to open a business, stick with it. This is a marriage. You want to go through the good, the bad, and the ugly with this business. So just stick with it. Prepare yourself. Educate yourself. P&B, and you would definitely be fine. I guarantee you. And when things start looking hectic, they start looking hard, your team start falling off, you know, your business is being threatened, go back to what we were talking about in the beginning with preparing for life, prayer and meditation. Leave it in the Most High hands. Whatever God has for you is going to be for you. Think about it. Don't try to have what somebody else has. What the Most High has for you is going to be for you. And it should be for you. I mean, seriously, you think that, and like I said, people come in your life for a reason and a season. Things and places come in your life for a reason and a season. And when it's time for them to go and time for you to move on, don't hesitate. Don't second guess yourself. Don't put yourself down. Keep going. Keep pushing. If you didn't have all the tools that you needed necessarily to make it happen, then you wouldn't be where you at right now. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the show, everybody for showing love. I hope that you got something from this show today, you guys, and pass it along. Pass the education along. And again, look, make sure you guys look up Hidden Colors. That's Hidden Colors. It's definitely a powerful DVD. It's full of education. You know, it's talking about lots of things. It's definitely great food for your soul and your spirit. So you want to check that out. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I want you guys to keep God first, family second, and career third. Tune in with me tomorrow. Yes, tomorrow on Spiritual Feedings, 1 p.m. on the West and 4 p.m. on the East, as we talk about spiritual feeding. It's not a religious show. It's all about spiritual feeding, spiritual thinking, spiritual living. I'm about to get up out of here. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. We out.